Inshallah, we'll have a very short lesson of hadith taking place. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, as-salatu was-salamu ala ashrafil anbiya'i wal-mursaleen, Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in, wa min tabi'ahum bi ihsanin ila yawmiddini amma ba'd. Alhamdulillah, my dear respected brothers and elders, muhtaram bayi dostu buzurgo. Last week we completed the chapter which discussed the punishments that a person receives for not obeying their parents. Allah Ta'ala ki narazgi aur Allah Ta'ala ka ghussa ka izhar is silsile mein guzishta hafta humne hadith kuch tilawat farmaya tha. So this week inshallah moving on to the next chapter. This chapter is titled باب بر أصدقاء الأب والأم والأقارب والزوجة وسائر من يندب إكرامه. The chapter which discusses the virtues of being good to the friends of one's father and the friends of one's mother and the family members of a person's parents and similarly the family members of one's wife. So the same can apply to for the wife to the husband as well. And everyone who deserves to be respected. So being good to everyone who deserves to be respected. So this chapter is very beautiful and the hadith are very important. I'm going to go through them inshallah. The first hadith is narrated by Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiyallahu anhuma anna an-nabiyya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qaal abarrul birri an yasila ar-rajulu wudda abihi. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiyallahu anhuma irshad farmate hain ke Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ne irshad farmaya ke rishtedaron mein se رشتہ داروں کا حق انسان پر ہوتا ہے تو سب سے زیادہ حق اپنے والدین کی اپنے والدین جن لوگوں سے محبت فرماتے تھے ان کے ساتھ رشتہ قائم کرنا یہ ہے سب سے بڑا حق ہم پر. سیدنا عبداللہ بن عمر رضی اللہ عنہ mentions that رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم mentions that from fulfilling the rights of your family members the greatest right is for a person to be good to the friends of their father, to those who were close to their father. Now this hadith is very important. And inshallah the next hadith is going to explain it even further. That, you know, our parents have friends. Our walidain ki dost ahbab hote hain, rishtedar hote hain. Aur baaz aise dost ahbab aur rishtedar jinke saath hamara zyada waasta nahi padta. We don't really have anything to do with them. They're friends of my dad, relatives of my dad. Sometimes they're so far away, you know, extended. Like everyone, doesn't matter, even our elders here will say, we know a lot of people, but our father knew so many other people who we don't know. He knew these people from different villages and different localities. So these people, I don't know who they are. And our father would sometimes say, this person is related to you in this way, that way, you know, in a long and twisted way. We have no idea. But because that person was connected to my father, after my father passes away, it becomes a right of my father that I go and maintain ties with those people. And inshallah the later hadith will explain. This next hadith is a story. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Dinar, who was a tabi'i, he narrates this hadith. An Abdullah bin Umar radiyallahu anhuma, from the great sahabi Abdullah bin Umar radiyallahu anhuma, anna rajulan min al-a'rabi laqiyahu bi tariqi Makkah. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiyallahu anhuma, Madina se Makkah ja rahe the, to Makkah ke raaste mein unko ek baddu dihat ke rehne wale se mulaqat ho gayi thi. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiyallahu anhuma is going traveling from Medina to Mecca and on the way he meets a person from the desertous region of Arabia, meaning a person who was not someone who lived in the city. فَسَلَّمَ عَلَيْهِ عَبْدُ اللَّهِ بِنْ عُمَرِ. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiyallahu anhu ne unko salam diya. He gave salam to him. وَحَمَلَهُ عَلَىٰ حِمَارٍ كَانَ يَرْكَبُ. اور پھر ان کو اٹھایا اور اپنے گدے پر بٹھا دیا. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar, what used to happen was, many times, especially the elderly people, when they would travel in the deserts of Arabia, they would travel on a camel. However, with them, they would keep a donkey. And the reason they would do that is because the camel is the ideal ride for the desert. Camel, because it can survive the desertous... I don't know if that's the word. You know, the deserts of Arabia, the heat, etc., can go a very long period of time without having to drink water. So they would ride the camels, but because camels are not very comfortable to ride, so after a while, your body starts to ache. So what they would do is they'd keep a donkey with them. So when their body would start to ache, they would get off the camel and they'd sit on the donkey just to get a bit of rest so the journey could continue, but they don't feel as tired and as fatigued from sitting on the camel. So especially the elderly people, this is how they would travel. They'd ride on the camel, and every time their body would start to feel tired or pained, then they would get off the camel and they would sit on the donkey. So Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu is traveling. He's becoming tired from sitting on the camel, so he sits on the donkey. Now he meets a person, and this person is from the deserts of Arabia. Nobody knows who this person is. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhuma gives salam to this person. And then he makes this person sit on his donkey, meaning he goes back to sitting on his camel, putting himself in taklif. He was on his camel, he sat on the donkey to give himself some comfort. But he makes this man sit on his donkey, and he goes and sits on his camel again, meaning he's put himself in this hardship, in this difficulty. وَأَعْطَاهُ عِمَامَةً كَانَتْ عَلَى رَأْسِ پھر اپنے سر پہ جو امامہ باندھا ہوا تھا اس کو اٹھایا اس کو نکالا پھر اس یہ بدو کے سر کے اوپر اس کو باندھ لیا لپیٹ لیا. He took his amama off and he put it on the head of this person. What amama is this? Ulama have mentioned that especially because in Arabia it's very, very hot. The heat of the Arabian Peninsula is intense. So especially when they were traveling many times, the Arabs would wear big amamas. And the purpose of this big amama was to shade their face from the heat of the desert. So Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu had this very big amama on. And we see even from the ahadith that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whenever he would travel, he would wear a black amama. And it would be a big amama that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would tie. When he entered Mecca on the day of the conquest of Mecca, he was wearing a black amama. So Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar takes off his amama, this special amama that he wears in the journey, and he puts it on the head of this man, meaning he's giving this man the comfort and the luxury that he himself was enjoying. قال ابن دينار عبداللہ بن دینار فرماتے ہیں عبداللہ بن دینار سیدنا عبداللہ بن عمر رضی اللہ عنہ کی ساتھی ہیں جن کے ساتھ وہ سفر فرما رہے تھے. So he says فقلنا له ہم نے سیدنا عبداللہ بن عمر رضی اللہ عنہ سے کہا کہ اصلحك اللہ, اللہ تعالیٰ آپ کی بلائی کرے. انہم الاعراب, یہ لوگ دیہاتی لوگ ہیں. وہم یرضون بالیسیری, اور ان کو تھوڑی مطلب ادب اخلاق سے وہ خوش ہو جاتے ہیں, اتنی زیادہ تکلف اٹھانے کی ضرورت نہیں ہے. That these people are dihati people, they're villagers. I'm saying Urdu because mostly I'm Urdu speaking, it's okay, isn't it? Inshallah. These people are villagers, you know, they if you show them a little bit of kindness, because they thought Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu is just being nice to this person, but he's being so nice that he's putting himself in a lot of hardship. So they said, oh Abdullah bin Umar, these are the students of Abdullah bin Umar, that these people are villagers. You know, they're happy with a little bit of ikram and a little bit of good character and akhlaq. You know, you don't need to do this. فَقَالَ عَبْدُ اللَّهِ بِنْ عُمَرَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ وَسَيْدَنَا عَبْدُ اللَّهِ بِنْ عُمَرَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ مَنِ فَرْمَيَا إِنَّ أَبَا هَذَا كَانَ وُدَّا لِعُمَرَ بِنْ الْخَطَابِ. This is the important part of the hadith. اس شخص جو ہے, یہ دیہاتی آدمی, اس کے والد صاحب اور میرے والد صاحب دوست تھے. This person's father and my father were friends. وَإِنِّي سَمِعْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ يَقُولُ, اور میں نے سنا نبی اکرم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کو ارشاد فرماتے ہوئے, إِنَّ أَبَرَّ الْبِلِّ صِلَةُ الرَّجُلِ أَهْلَ وُدِّ أَبِيهِ, کہ سب سے زیادہ والدین کی اکرام کرنے والا وہ شخص ہے جو اپنے والدین کے دوست احباب کے ساتھ محبت بھی کرتا ہے. That the person who treats their parents the best is that person who treats the friends of his parents the best as well. So because this person has nothing to do with this person was not a friend of Umar radiallahu anhu, but his father was a friend of Umar radiallahu anhu. And that's why, because of on the basis of that relationship, I am treating this person. You might be thinking to yourself, why is Abdullah bin Umar going out of his way, putting himself in hardship? It's because this person's father was a friend of my dad, and I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying that the person who treats their parents the best, abarra al-billi, It's that person who is also kind and good to the friends of their parents as well. In another narration it mentions, دوسری روایت میں یہ بھی اضافہ ہے, كَأَنَّهُ كَانَ إِذَا خَرَجَ إِلَى مَكَّةَ كَانَ لَهُ حِمَارٌ يَتَرَوَّحُ عَلَيْهِ إِذَا مَلَّ رُكُوبَ الرَّاحِلَةِ, کہ سیدنا عبداللہ بن عمر رضی اللہ عنہما جب بھی مکہ کی طرف سفر میں نکلتے تھے تو ان کے ساتھ ایک گدھا بھی ہوتا تھا جس پر وہ بیٹھ کے آرام فرماتے تھے جب اونٹ پھر سوار ہونے سے وہ تھک جاتے. وَعِمَامَةٌ يَشُدُّ بِهَا رَأْسَهُ, اور ایک ایسا امامہ ان کے سر پہ باندھا ہوا ہوتا تھا. فَبَيْنَمَا هُوَ يَوْمًا عَلَى ذَلِكَ الْحِمَارِ, ایک دن وہ اسی گدے پر بیٹھے ہوئے تھے. اِذْ مَرَّ بِهِ أَعْرَابِيٌّ, جب ان کے سامنے سے ایک دیہاتی گزرا. So a person passed by Sayyidina, it's the same narration, it's just the additional wordings. So in this narration it mentions, فَقَالَ أَلَسْتَ فُلَانَ ابْنَ فُلَانَ. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar رضي الله عنه asked this person, کہ کیا آپ فلان کے بیٹے فلان ہیں؟ He asked this person, are you so-and-so, the son of so-and-so? Just to make sure that it's the person whose dad was the friend of his father, Umar رضي الله عنه. قَالَ بَلَا. Usdihatina firmaika, yeah, it's me. This is who I am. That's my name and that's my father's name. So then he gave him this donkey and he said, sit upon this donkey. Well, imama, and he gave him the imama. Qala ushtud biha ra'sak, and then he said, iskopne sarpar lipetlo, tie this on your head. Faqala lahu ba'du ashabihi. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu kibaz, Sathyuna firmaya, some of his companions said, ghafar Allahu lak. And this is adab, you see, this is respect. Sometimes what happens is, ہمارے بڑے جو ہوتے ہیں, ہو سکتا ہے ایک عالم دین ہو سکتا ہے عمر سے ہم سے زیادہ ہو, and they make a mistake. Now when we correct their mistake, we should correct their mistake, especially if the mistake is going to be something that's going to have no negative effects. You know, everybody makes a mistake, and we know, okay, this person makes this mistake, it's not going to make a difference, just let them make it. It's not going to make a difference. Why do you want to say, oh, this is wrong and this is right, just leave it. But if the mistake is going to have negative consequences, people are going to misunderstand something, then we need to correct it. Especially if it's an alim of deen and he's saying a wrong mas'ala, for example. He's saying a wrong mas'ala and he's going to confuse people. He's going to tell people the wrong thing. People are going to go and practice upon the wrong thing. Now you know that this person is about to make a mistake. Now how do you correct this person? There's a lot of adab, with beautiful adab. So this, the companions of Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar anhuma, when they are correcting him, they are saying, غفر الله لك. Before you correct a person, you do a beautiful dua for them. غفر الله. May Allah forgive you. May Allah have mercy upon you. Or you can say something else. I love you for the sake of Allah. Something like this. I love you for the sake of Allah. But you know, there's this small error I think you might have made. Maybe you should check this thing up. So you don't, if you come and straight away are very harsh and say, oh, you're making this mistake, then many times the person can come across offended. But if you break that ice by making a beautiful dua for them, or saying, I love you for the sake of Allah, or saying, mashallah, what you said was correct, it was beautiful, it was very relevant. But I think maybe this certain point you could take a look at. So now you've won the person's heart over, and then very beautifully you've also rectified them and corrected them. So the companions of Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhuma, he is their teacher, he is a sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They said, غَفَرَ اللَّهُ لَكَ. May Allah ta'ala forgive you. أَعْطَيْتَ هَذَا الْأَعْرَابِيَّ حِمَارًا كُنْتَ تَرَوَّحُ عَلَيْهِ. آپ نے اس دیہاتی کو اپنا گدا عطا فرما دی جس پر آپ آرام فرما رہے ہوتے تھے. You've given this villager your donkey upon which you were resting. وَعِمَامَةً كُنْتَ تَشُدُّ بِهَا رَأْسَكَ. And the turban which you had upon your head, the imama with which you were tying your head. And then Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu mentioned, فَقَالَ إِنِّي سَمِعْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ يَقُولُ إِنَّ مِنْ أَبَدْلِ الْبِرِّ صِلَةَ الرَّجُلِ أَهْلَ وُدِّ أَبِيهِ بَعْدَ أَنْ يُوَلِّيَ. This hadith has this addition. I heard Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم saying that the person who is the best to his parents is that person who maintains strong ties with the friends of his parents after his parents leave the dunya, after his parents leave the world. So this is when this really comes into place. Many times when our parents are alive, they know everybody. You know, my father is talking to some people, I don't know who they are. Yeah, this person is his friend, that person is his friend. This person is some distant relative because of some childhood incident in Bangladesh or Pakistan or something. I have no idea who these guys are. But after they pass away, this comes into effect, that making an effort to find the people who had connections with my father, with my mother, and being good to those people. Why? Because this is from the haqq of my parents. This is from the right of my parents. And then he mentions, وَإِنَّ أَبَاهُ كَانَ صَدِيقًا لِعُمَرٍ. And this man's father was a friend of Sayyidina Umar رضي الله عنه. There's only two more hadith left, inshallah. I'll just very quickly do them. Sayyidina, the next hadith, وَعَنْ أَبِي أُسَيْدٍ بِضَمِّ الْهَمْزَةِ وَفَتْحِ السِّينِ مَالِكِ بْنِ رَبِيعَةِ السَّعِيدِ رضي الله عنه قال. Next hadith is narrated by Sayyidina Abu Usaid, Malik bin Rabi'a al-Sa'idi radiyallahu anhu. It's from a Badri sahabi. He fought in Badr, he fought in Uhud, and the time of Sayyidina Uthman radiyallahu anhu, he actually became blinded and he passed away at a very old age. So he narrates this hadith from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, بَيْنَا نَحْنُ جُلُوسٌ عِنْدَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. کہ ہم ایک دفعہ Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam کے پاس بیٹھے ہوئے تھے. اِذْ جَاءَهُ رَجُلٌ مِّن بَنِي سَلَمَةَ. جب ان کے پاس ایک شخص آیا تھا بنی سلمہ قبیلہ سے. فقال, اس نے فرمایا, یا رسول اللہ, هل بقی من بر ابوی شیء ابرهما بعد موتهما. کیا میرے والدین کے حقوق میں سے کوئی حق ابھی باقی رہ گیا ہے جن کہ میں اس کو ادا کروں ان کے موت کے بعد, دنیا سے رخصت ہونے کے بعد. فقال, نعم. رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے فرمایا, ہاں. unki haq, unka haq abhi bhi tum par baqi rehta hai. Kya haq? As-salatu alayhima, unke liye dua karna. Wal-istighfaru lahuma, unke liye Allah ta'ala se maafi mangna. So dua aur maafi dono ko bhi zikr kiya hai. Dua ka matlab ye hota hai jannat ke liye dua, jahannam se najat ka dua, saath saath qabr mein aasani ki dua. وَإِنْفَاذُ عَهْدِهِمَا مِنْ بَعْدِهِمَا, اگر انہوں نے آپ کو کوئی امانت وغیرہ دیکھے گیا اس امانت کو ادا کرنا. وَصِلَةُ الرَّحِمُ, اور ان کے رشتہ داروں کے, اور یہ بات بہت اہم ہے. I'm saying in Urdu and saying in English. وَصِلَةُ الرَّحِمِ الَّتِي لَا تُوصَلُ إِلَّا بِهِمَا, ایسے رشتہ داروں کے ساتھ صلہ قائم کرنا, رشتہ قائم کرنا کہ اگر آپ کے والدین نہیں ہوتے تو آپ کبھی بھی ان کے ساتھ رشتہ قائم نہیں کرتے. مطلب یہ رشتہ صرف آپ کے والدین کی وجہ سے. ایسے لوگ ہیں جن کے ساتھ آپ کا کوئی تعلق نہیں ہے, جان پہچان بھی نہیں ہے, لیکن آپ کو معلوم ہے کہ والد صاحب ان کے ساتھ تعلق رکھتے تھے, والدہ صاحبہ ان کے ساتھ تعلق رکھتی تھی, تو اسی وجہ سے آپ ان کے ساتھ تعلق رکھتے ہو. وإكرام صديقهما, اور ان کے دوست احباب کا بھی اکرام کرنا اور ادب اور اخلاق سے پیش آنا. So this hadith is narrated by Sayyidina Abu Usaid. Malik bin Rabi'ah al-Sa'idi, he mentions that on one occasion we were seated with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when a person came to him from the tribe of Banu Salima. And the person said, Ya Rasulullah, هَلْ بَقِيَ مِنْ بِرِّ أَبَوَيَّ شَيْءٌ أَبَرُّهُمَا مِنْ بَعْدِ مَوْتِهِمَا, my parents have passed away. Are there any rights which are left of my parents that I have to fulfill even after they've left the dunya? Normally we think that you are supposed to be good to your parents. When they leave the dunya, that's it, your job is done. So this sahabi is asking, Ya Rasulullah, is there anything I still have to do? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, yes. As-salatu alayhima, doing dua for them. Now this doing dua is general. Doing dua for Jannah, doing dua for Allah ta'ala to protect them from Jahannam, doing dua for Allah ta'ala to make their journey in the grave and the journey in the hereafter easy for them. You know, and then this constant, you know, every couple of days going to visit them in the graveyard and asking Allah to, forgive them. This next part, wal-istighfaru lahuma, asking Allah ta'ala to forgive them. And then if they've left any trusts to you or they've given you any tasks to carry out those tasks. You know, sometimes like a bequest, parents leave a will or a bequest that I want my children to get this done, to do that. And to maintain ties with such family members who you would not have never maintained ties with them except because of your parents. Like I mentioned previously, people that you have nothing to do with. Right? You don't know who they are, you probably don't even know their names. But you know that these people were close to my parents. And these are people that my parents or my father or my mother used to go and visit. Or my father and mother have mentioned to me that a certain person lives in a town who is a relative of mine. I've never met them, but when I go to that town, I go to Loughborough, I go to Birmingham, or I go to Nottingham or somewhere, and my parents have told me that there's a certain person there who is a cousin brother of my granddad of someone. When I go there, I make an effort to inquire about that person, because that person is a relative of my father. I don't know who they are. I could just ignore them. They probably wouldn't even care. But by doing this, I'm fulfilling the right of my parents. وَإِكْرَامُ صَدِيقِهِمَا, and to be good to the friends of one's parents. The next hadith is, so these two ahadith, or these few ahadith were about fulfilling the rights of one's parents and visiting the relatives of one's parents. This next hadith is narrated by Sayyidatuna Aisha radiallahu anha. She narrates that, مَا غِرْتُ عَلَىٰ أَحَدٍ مِّن نِسَاءِ النَّبِيِّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ مَا غِرْتُ عَلَىٰ خَدِيجَةٍ radiallahu anha. وَمَا رَأَيْتُهَا قَطُّ, کہ میں نے کبھی بھی غیرت نہیں کی رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی بیویوں میں سے کسی ایک بیوی پر جتنا میں نے غیرت کھائی سیدتنا خدیجہ رضی اللہ عنہ کے بارے میں. وما رأیتها قط, اور میں نے ان کو کبھی دیکھا بھی نہیں. ولیکن کانا یکثر ذکرہا, لیکن حضور صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ان کی بہت ذکر فرماتے تھے, بہت ان کے نام لیتے تھے. وربما ذبح الشاة, اور بسا اوقات رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم بکری کو ذبح فرماتے. ثم یقطعها اعضاء, پھر اس کو ٹکڑا ٹکڑا کر کے کاٹتے. ثم یبعثها فی صدائق خدیجہ, پھر اس بکری کو رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم خدیجہ رضی اللہ عنہ کے رشتہ داروں میں بانٹ دیتے. فربما قلت لو, بسا اوقات میں نے ان سے فرمایا, کأن لم یکن فی الدنیا امراۃ الا خدیجہ. یہ سیدنا عائشہ رضی اللہ عنہ فرما رہی ہے کہ بعض دفعہ میں نے رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کو فرمایا کہ گویا کہ دنیا میں کوئی عورت ہی نہیں ہے سوائے خدیجہ رضی اللہ عنہ کے. مطلب یہ اپنے غیرت کی وجہ سے. فیقول انها کانت وکانت, رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے فرمایا کہ وہ تو ایسی تھی ویسی تھی. میں نے رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے ان کی تعریفیں شروع کر دی. وکان لی منہا ولد, اور اللہ تعالیٰ نے مجھے ان کے ذریعے سے بچے بھی نصیب فرمایا. This hadith is narrated by Sayyidatuna Aisha رضی اللہ عنہ. She mentions that I have never had any kind of jealousy. against the wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The way I had against Sayyidatina Khadija radiallahu anha. So she mentioned the word ghayra. Ghayra is a protective jealousy. It's natural, especially for co-wives to have this, naturally. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to love Sayyidatina Aisha radiallahu anha so much that there was no reason for her ever to feel that somebody else has a greater position than me, except for Khadija radiallahu anha. Why? And she said, وَمَا رَأَيْتُهَا قَطُّ I never ever saw Khadija radiallahu anha. Because Khadija radiallahu anha passed away even before Aisha radiallahu anha was born. وَلَكِنْ كَانَ يُكْثِرُ ذِكْرَهَا Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to mention her name so many times. He would always talk about her. And sometimes he would slaughter a goat and he would cut it into pieces and he would distribute the pieces of the goat, the pieces of meat, amongst the friends of Khadija radiallahu anha. And sometimes I would say to him, you know, when she was saying, you know, I'd become a bit passionate, and I would say to him that it's as if there are no other women in the world except for Khadija. You keep talking about Khadija, it's like there are no other women in the world except for Khadija radiallahu anha. And there are so many other hadith like this. In some narrations it mentions Khadija radiallahu anha used to say, why do you keep talking about this old woman? And her intention was that I'm a young woman standing in front of you, and you keep talking about this old lady. And she mentioned that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's face became red with anger. And then he said these few words, فَيَقُولْ إِنَّهَا كَانَتْ وَكَانَتْ Khadija had such and such quality, such and such quality. كَانَتْ وَكَانَتْ is two words. But it means that I could go on talking about Khadija all day long. It's enough for the person to understand, kid, don't say anything else. I could carry on talking about Khadija, this is how much love I have for her. And then وَكَانَ لِي مِنْهَا وَلَدٌ And Allah Ta'ala blessed me with children from her. And think about it. All of the progeny, all of the children of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came from Khadija radiallahu anha. No other woman gave birth to a child from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. From Sayyidatuna Maria radiallahu anha, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his son Ibrahim, but he passed away at a young age. Everybody else, all the children, and today the Sayyid family, the Sayyids, they are all connected to Khadija radiallahu anha. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying, you know, no one can compare to Khadija. And there are so many narrations where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions that at a time when no one helped me, Khadija helped me. And she helped me physically. She helped me with her wealth. She helped me with everything that she had. When no one supported me, Khadija supported me. When no one believed in me, Khadija believed in me. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had so much love for her that this hadith is showing that a person who has this close relationship with their wife, and similarly the wife for her husband, after they pass away, they should make an effort to stay on, you know, maintain those good ties with the spouse's family members. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would slaughter an animal and distribute the meat amongst her friends. And then some additional words to these hadith, so I'll mention it. In one narration it mentions that istadhanat halatu bintu khuwaylidin ukhtu khadijata ala Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. ایک دفعہ حالہ خدیجہ رضی اللہ عنہ کی بہن حالہ نے رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سے اجازت طلب فرمائی تھی. سیدنا خدیجہ رضی اللہ عنہ سسٹر حالہ, she asked permission to enter into the presence of رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. فعرف استئذان خدیجہ رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, when he heard the voice of حالہ, حالہ was the sister of خدیجہ, so he recognized the voice of خدیجہ. You know, sisters many times have similar voices. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam straight away thought of Khadija radiallahu anha, remembered the voice of Khadija radiallahu anha. Fartaha lidhalik, and he became very happy. Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anha is saying, this is happening in front of her. The Hala asks permission to enter. And Rasulullah hears the voice of Hala and he becomes very happy. And he says, Allahumma halatu bintu Khuwaylid. In his happiness he says, oh Allah, it's Hala, the daughter of Khuwaylid, meaning the sister of Khadija. So this addition has been mentioned that whenever Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would come across the relatives of Khadija radiallahu anha, he'd remember her and he'd become so happy straight away. This is how much of a close ta'alluq he had. And remember, out of all of the women of the world, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions that the four greatest women who ever lived, one of them was Khadija radiallahu anha. Khadija radiallahu anha, his wife. Fatima radiallahu anha, his daughter. Maryam, the mother of Isa alayhi salam. And similarly, Asiya, the wife of Fir'aun alayhi salam. These are the four greatest women who ever lived. In one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi mentions that kamula min ar-rijali kathirun. That bahut sare insaan, mardon mein se bahut sare aise hai jo Allah Ta'ala ke bahut matlab qareeb bandon mein se hai, lekin auraton mein se sirf 4 ne us maqam tak pahuncha. Now out of women, only 4 reached the highest possible stages of wilayat, of sainthood. And it was these 4 names he took: Khadija, Fatima, Maryam, and Asiya. And they will be the leaders of all of the women in Jannah. And then on one narration, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned about Aisha radiallahu anha. He said at the end of this hadith, وَفَضْلُ عَائِشَةَ عَلَى سَائِدِ النِّسَائِ كَفَضْلِ الثَّرِيدِ عَلَى سَائِدِ الطَّعَامِ that the virtue of Aisha radiallahu anha over all of the women in the world is like the virtue of Thareed over all of the other foods. Thareed was the favorite dish of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's meat, gosht, and roti. You mix it together, you rip it in shreds, you mix it together. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved this the most. So he's saying these women were the greatest, these four. However, the virtue of Aisha over everybody else is like Thareed over everything else. Meaning the same way Thareed is my favorite food, Aisha is my favorite person. Radiallahu ta'ala anha. Anyway, inshallah, so we'll just stop there, inshallah. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq. So in these ahadith, the most important lesson that we've learnt is, especially when our parents pass away, and those relatives who are close to us, we make an effort to maintain good ties with their friends and with their relatives. This is also from the rights of these people who have left the dunya. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and ability. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallah. Yeah.